Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is March 23rd. It's Thursday, 2017. Boy, we're just moving along, and today I don't even know, Facebook birthdays. Today's my birthday, and Facebook birthdays are so overwhelming that I literally am like a deer in headlights. You wake up, you want to go post something, and then boom, everything's blown up everywhere you go, and the love is everywhere, and I don't even know how to thank you guys enough for your love. I mean, it just feels so good, and it's so cool, and I don't even know what to say. I have to, like, go on a walk to just, like, feel it, you know, but it's just so cool. I just know that every single day I get to be here, and every single day we get to see each other, and we've kind of created that feeling for whatever reason. It just shows up at our doorstep every morning, and having this show every day makes me feel like I visit with my family before I visit with my family. It's so cool, and I just appreciate it so much. So I wanted to thank everybody for your love, for your birthday wishes, and, you know, I'm kind of planning a quiet day. I'm going to see my kids for dinner tonight. We'll go by Cindy and where she works so that we could have dinner at a decent hour because she always works so late. But it's a good day. It's a great day, and thank you so much for that. And today, we have Dream Theme Thursday. And today, I wanted to talk about a type of dream. I have vivid dreams where, you know, you remember every single thing that you felt it. You felt yourself flying. You felt yourself eating. You felt yourself smelling something. But there's so vivid when you remember them. And those are called lucid dreams. Those kinds of dreams are, I think they're just like, you want to say, they're the ones you say, but I was flying. And you remember everything about flying. You remember how it felt to fly. You remember that you could control your flying. You can remember seeing the tops of trees and being between the trees and the sky, and you'll remember everything, the way the wind felt, and it's almost like you actually really did it, and you wake up in the morning and you think you really did it, and they're magical, and they're sometimes kind of spooky because somewhere in there you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm flying, and it's completely normal for me to fly. Or I'm dancing a certain way, or I'm eating, and you can taste the chocolate cake. You could taste every crumb. Everything is like intensified in terms of how you feel it, but they're dreams that have no barriers either. You are literally in another world. It's a world where, like, the physical laws can be manipulated, you know, and there's fantasies can come true in an instant. And you start to know that, hey, you know what? This is really cool. And sometimes we have those dreams, and in the dream we're conscious of them, and we're almost interacting in the dream. But then you wake up and you forget the whole dream. And other times you remember it, and like the whole day you're like, God, I feel like I really did that. And you can't shake it. Because I have so many people who come to me and say, I don't dream at all. And I have people who say, well, I never remember my dreams. I know I dream, but I don't remember my dreams. Never remember my dreams. But then after they say that to me, they'll come back to me and say, you know what? I remember this one dream. And they're shocked that they remember it. But the fact that we said that they didn't dream, it opened up their mind to kind of focusing on that or almost remembering it. It's an interesting thing that happens because now we're more aware. Anything we're more aware of, we can do. So this thing about lucid dreams, the lucid dreams is something that some people loved so much that they tried to find a way to actually dream those dreams because you are in such detail Somebody who's very lonely might be interacting with people and go to a party and feel the whole thing. Somebody who's looking for a relationship might feel that whole thing, and they experience the whole day. And it's almost like God's way of giving us an outlet or showing us how we'd be or letting us feel like we've done it so that we can do it and it jump starts our life. But these dreams, you discover a lot of sensation and perception, and you become literally more aware of detail because they are so filled with detail. But no two lucid dreams are ever the same, even if they share like an identical setup, like they're exactly the same, they look the same. Well, every time I dream, we're doing the same thing. But they're never usually completely identical to the setup. The dream itself will teach you something different. And the intensity of that experience, it truly depends on you maintaining those peak levels of awareness. Now, I have never been able to make myself dream anything. So when I was reading about this, I thought, oh, this is interesting. How do you do that? Because I kind of got, you know, this thing where I thought I had somebody, and I told you guys the story about her a while ago, and I haven't really updated it maybe in about a year. So for our new listeners, I had a woman that I know who for now 10 years, at that time when I told the story, maybe she was at about 8 or 9 years, she keeps dreaming. She lives her life by day. She was married, she got divorced, and then she was dating somebody, and yet there was a person that she is very close to by day. They're friends. And they do things together. You know, they may go to a special occasion together. They may host something. But they're a man and a woman, and they're friends. And they're very good friends. They outwardly have this absolute childlike love for each other. Even though he's married, even though she's, dating now and, you know, doing her own thing. So these two, they work out together, which is how I know her. I know her from the gym. And they work out together, and they, every time they see each other, they run up to each other, and they hug each other, and, you know, they play. They're very playful. They're like little kids. And for a long time, there were rumors that her and this man were having an affair at the gym, and nobody would say it outward, but, you know, you knew that was going on. The undercurrents were going on. And at the same time, neither one of them ever cared, because neither one of them ever did anything that made them feel weird or guilty or anything. They had literally nothing to hide. But then this woman came to me because she kept having dreams about this man. And they weren't big blockbuster dreams. They were just dreams that, you know, they were driving in a car and he was dropping her off to work. Or they were going to see her family, just like they were together, and the dreams were what people together do. And then when she got divorced, you know, still having these dreams, but she was having them in her marriage, and she's like, God, that's weird. I'm always with this man in my dreams. But when I see him by day, I forget about the dream, and we're fine, and we talk and whatever. But those dreams, after a while, became very comforting. And she realized she wasn't remembering a lot of dreams, but she was remembering the dreams with him. And not even right away when she woke up, but later in the day she'd be like, oh my God, I dreamed about him again. And she couldn't figure it out. What is this connection? So then when she started dating, she dated a young man for a while. And while she was dating him, she had these dreams of this friend of hers in life crying. He never tried to interfere with their relationships. He supported her. Whatever it was she did, he was supporting her. They supported each other. They helped each other with maybe, you know, things that one or the other needed. You know, she was friends with him, friends with his wife, the whole thing. And she loved them both. And yet she'd have these dreams, and she started feeling bugged by them. Because he's like, why am I dreaming about him like this? What am I missing? Why is it always him in the dream? Why isn't it ever anybody else? Even people I'm dating, even people I just met that I'm excited about. Why do I keep dreaming about him? And when she was dating, she kept dreaming about him. It was like intense and it wouldn't go away. It was almost like she lived a different life at night and then a different life in the morning. And they'd show up once or twice a week, maybe not for 2 weeks, and they'd show up again. And it was like it was messing with her daytime life because of the intensity of these lucid dreams. And the reason I got curious about lucid dreams is she came to me, I want to think how long it was now, almost a month ago, the beginning of this month. And she was telling me, in my dreams, he came to get me. He came to get me, and it was so real. And in my dream, I went. And it scared her to death because she's dating someone for over a year now, planning their life together. In the meantime, her friend, who she is now known for a little bit over 10 years, circumstances changed in his home. She never expected that. I don't think he did either. And she came to me and said, is God, like, joking? Because I used to always love these dreams. They always made me feel safe. They made me feel taken care of. They made me feel like no matter what happened in my life, I'll always have him there. And then she said, is it meant for me to have him there, have him there? And I said, well, what do you mean, have him there, have him there? And I knew what she meant, but I needed her to say it. And she finally said, what if it's him? What if it's him that I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with? I said, that's a question only you can answer. And you've known one for 10 years, you've known one for a little over a year. But what do you feel inside? And she said, I honestly don't know. Because I'm dealing with dreams. And then I'm looking at reality. And she said, I honestly could live either life. But one feels different than the other. It's almost like there's two realities going on at one time. That's how real lucid dreams are. There's no substitute for what you experience in a lucid dream firsthand. I think Susan, who's not here today, she has a lot of lucid dreams. But these were constant, they were with the same person, and they reacted to what was going on in life. It was almost like God was keeping her there, keeping her attached, even when there were periods of time where maybe one of them might have had, I don't know, like a surgery, one pulled muscles, whatever, and they couldn't, you know, see each other. There was the only other place they ever saw each other was in the gym, and then if there were events, they would see each other at those events. They never went out. They never held hands. They never kissed each other. It was just pure and simple. So she was confused. And she said, in one dream, he did kiss me in that dream, and it felt so real. I feel like it happened but this is because I'm remembering them, I am now feeling confused. And by the way, still is in her confused state. There have been no decisions made. But after she told me in the beginning of the month about her dream of being, you know, coming back, him coming back and getting her, basically, came to get her. That was so intense that she hasn't been able to shake it off. And so I had a question for Christ, and I said, Christ, what is happening to this woman? Why is she being put in a position of confusion when she just feels like her daily life is fine the way it is? But yet this pull person is getting stronger in not going away as she's making decisions. It's almost like a simultaneous, you know, like a stereo surround sound. It's like both speakers belong to the same person, but they're each saying a different story. These lucid dreams were so detailed. So she went to him and she said, you know what? I have to tell you something. And he said, well, what do you have to say? Like, what's going on? Because she was so serious. And she's never used to being that serious. It's more of like a goofy, fun little young kid type of friendship. And she told him, you know, I have been having these dreams. And at first he's like, oh no, like, and she was feeling weird. She said, just hear me out. Hear me out. Because it's happening to me and it's starting to mess with my life. And I want to kind of try to figure out what's behind this. So she told him about all these dreams. And she told him that how real they were. And he looked at her and he sat down and he said to her, that's weird, I don't ever dream. I don't remember my dreams. She said, well, you don't remember your dreams because you're in my dreams. If you can get out of my dreams, maybe you'll remember one of your own. And he said, but why do you dream those dreams? She said, honestly, I don't know. She said, I've always loved you. I always cared about you. You were the one man that taught me how to be with men because you treated me so well that I raised my standards. And because of you, I'm dating the person I am. And he's great. But then I go to bed at night, and you're there, living in my brain, in my heart, somewhere. You're there. You're with me when I'm with my family in my dreams. You're with me when I go shopping. You're just waiting. You're always waiting for me everywhere. One time I was in a grocery store, and I couldn't believe you were there. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, oh, I just came to say hi. How did you know I was here? I don't know. He said, those are my dreams. But now they're getting bigger. The things we're doing are fun. Like jumping in a pool with our clothes. Driving in between the mountains and looking at the rolling hills. With the top down on a car. That's what we're doing. And he said, wow, we're having a lot of fun. And she said, but why am I dreaming them? He said, I don't know. But then they both remembered. When she first told him she had a boyfriend, this was now months back, he literally was thrown back. He was uncomfortable. He felt like he lost her. And what she didn't know and what he didn't tell her, he told her loosely that there were some issues at home. But neither one of them were game players or are game players even till this day. So they never would take advantage of situations like that between each other. They actually would help each other through these things. So he felt safe enough telling her, and he said, you know, things are changing in my family and I'm doing everything I can to save my family right now. And, you know, you telling me this was, it just was, you know, hard. I always felt like you were mine in some way too, but for me it was during the day. They never cheated, they never thought of cheating. They're just pure all the way around, even till this very day. But the circumstances continued to change in his life. Her dreams continued to become more intense. And now the two of them, honestly, are like two deers in headlights, all because of not only the regularity of these lucid dreams, but the reality of them. They created a bridge. It was almost like they're giving her a message. Interesting that in this day and age when people just jump into situations on a little bit, these two are getting this information, him getting it through her, and her not knowing what to do with it. And going to him and saying, this happened again. And oh, this happened again. And coming to me scared to death thinking, is this my life and how do I get out of the life I'm building right now? I could do it. I love this man and we're compatible and we're doing this and we're doing that. What's happening to me? So, of course, I literally had to ask Christ the question. Is she with this man to teach her she belongs with this one? Or is she with this man to tell her she belongs with the other one? What's happening to this woman? What is happening to her? Because for a long time, before she met this man that she's seeing now, there was a period of time where she didn't date for 4 or 5 years. And she admitted to me that in that time, her with that man, the one that she worked out with, and kind of had a little bit of a social calendar built into her world that involved him and his family. She loves his family, loves both people. And she said, I just didn't date because that feeling of being loved was more than enough for me. That's when I healed myself in the kind of people I wanted to be in my life. I never thought of people being in my life as my choice. If someone was interested in me, that's who I dated and got to know. But just being friends with this person taught me that there's more to it because there were these feelings of connectiveness from the beginning. So, me and my little computer, I want to say, I'm curious. Now, she's really piquing my curiosity in the sense that I couldn't figure out why she was having these dreams. I didn't know what the name of those dreams were. All I did was Google, what are dreams that feel real? Because I used to always call them vivid dreams, and I found out they're lucid dreams. So I said, okay, so there's a name for it. So if there's a name for that, there's a reason behind it. There's a purpose behind this kind of dream where your senses are so heightened, and even if it were a piece of chocolate cake, you feel the texture of the food, you feel the flavor of the food, you feel yourself swallowing it, you feel your taste buds are alive and awake, it tastes so good, and you feel no guilt, and it doesn't matter how much sugar's in it, and, you know, these lucid food dreams, it's like going to the best restaurant in the world, only you don't have a check at the end, you just wake up, and then this woman whose life is totally being literally now run by these dreams? So I ask, and boy, the answer I got was a page long. And I almost didn't know how I was going to tell her what Christ said. And normally, Christ just makes us figure things out. But this was already in the stage where the experience has been going on for so long that it warranted, I guess, a kind of answer. But it wasn't the answer she knew what to do with, which put her more into this haze, which is why she's still in it today. But it basically let her know that this person, now that they both lived their lives, did what they did, met who they met, that the issue with their relationships until this day, even though her friend has been married for over 30 years, is that they were both, for the duration of their lifetime, no matter who they were with till this day, that they both were with people they thought they knew, but people who didn't really know them. That all the relationships were always about the other person. And these two, because they were friends and because they were so close to each other, because they did know each other so well and they really loved each other, but it wasn't the kind of love where you think you need to do something about it today. It was just so pure that it asked nothing of them. And so if they saw each other for 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days, the love was always there. It never said, where were you? It never said, you're late. It never said, you did this, you did that, you said this, you said that. It never did that. It just was what it is. It just was what it is. And that love had the freedom to be that perfect, in quotes, perfect love of no expectation. So whenever she needed a lesson or needed to grow, God used him, intensified her feelings towards him. And she said in the beginning, when she started dreaming these dreams and she would see him, maybe that next day or that same day, she never even put the two together. She would forget when she saw him. She would that she literally would forget when she saw him. And so her lucid dreams, because of their regularity, gave her a huge message. And right now they are in the process, literally, of starting to talk about this. He didn't feel weird. And she was, my gosh, if I come up to him with this or with that. But she ended up telling him most of the dreams she could remember because they've been so many all this time. Lucid dreams. And they're the kind of dreams people try to make happen. And there's ways that some people were successful in doing it. Because the minute you are aware that you're dreaming, that the dream itself, the details of it, take a different turn. It's amazing. You'd even feel the wind in your hair, the details she would describe about driving through the mountains, being surprised to run into him. Later on, oh, I just saw you again. You guys, I'm already done. I love you guys. I will see you. When will I see you? Questions Friday. There we go. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.